welterweight. A junior welterweight is one thing. Are you big enough? Are you strong enough to be a welterweight? Are you big enough and strong enough to compete with Crawford? Can we watch you and accept you as an opponent for Crawford? I think that's what we're all waiting for.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Like, you're right. You have to get acclimated to a certain division, right? Like, you can't just go to 140 to 147 and just roll. It takes time to get acclimated. It takes time to learn how to take punches from a bigger guy in a 12-round fight or 10-round fight or whatever. But here's the thing, okay? If you kind of look at the, I guess, overall landscape of what they have and how they can build particular fighters, you could try to – I guess play devil's advocate. Ness, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had head down. Sorry. I see it. So it's got to be Mario suffering some side of because I heard him clear. I was just typing here in the chat to my good friend Wayne.
I don't know what that was. Yeah, am I on there?
I know. I heard you clearly. You said, "Am I there?" And then you just hung up.
It just dropped off for me. I forgot what I was saying. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was just letting them know that I heard you clearly, you know, so. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, not much to say. It's just a report show. Jose Ramirez's fight is official. He's going to be facing Victor Postol Saturday 9th, Save Mart Center in Fresno, California. Let me see. I think the tickets are priced fairly well as well, which they always are in the Save Mart Center there for Victor. It's looking like ticket prices are starting at $206 is your most expensive ringside seat. Then you got $131, $96, $66, and $31. So no $10 seats, no $25 seats. And this kid is definitely doing $10,000 to $15,000 easily.
Yeah, no, those are really very well priced numbers. I remember where I was going with that. Let me just real quick make this point before I forget again. You can make your chops in divisions that'll help you for like upper division. Like look, if you look at the Bradley, Khan, Alexander, man, I'm forgetting who else was there at the time. If you look at that junior welterweight division, right? A lot of those guys moved up to 147 almost, you know, I wouldn't say flawlessly, but they moved up and they were able to, you know, maintain the weight. They were able to get start